Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
To Nobody Told Me. I'm Laura Owens.
And I'm Jan Black.
On this episode, we're going to take a non-denominational look at how you can harness the power of prayer in your life and use it to find connection, peace, and gratitude.
Joining us is best-selling author and speaker Agape Stassinopoulos, who describes prayer as your ongoing conversation with something larger than yourself. Her newest book is called Speaking with Spirit, 52 prayers to guide, inspire, and uplift you. Agape, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh my God, I love how you pronounce my name. Amazing. That is a huge success already.
I know. I'm feeling good about it.
Again, the wisdom of the mother, right?
The wisdom of the mother. And you two are such an amazing dynamic union. I have to tell you, I've loved your work. I love listening to both of you and what you've brought into the world. And as you know from my relationship with my mother, I'm very attached to mother-daughter relationship and the good that it can do for the rest of the world.
Which brings me to a point. You say that your first spiritual teacher was your mother, and I love how you write about her in the book. Tell us more about that and what she taught you about spirit.
Well, the great thing about my mother is how she lived those truths. You know, it was more than she wasn't talking about it. She was demonstrating it day after day. And she went through a lot of challenges, financial challenges. My father, who was an amazing Greek journalist, survived the concentration camps. We were not Jewish, but the Germans did come and occupied Greece. And they met after the Second World War and fell in love. And then, unfortunately, he was not faithful to her. That was very, very hard for her and us. But what she was able to overcome those difficulties with the incredible, indomitable love that she had for me and Ariana. And she was able to create and manifest, as I call it, miracles for us. And so how did she do it? You know, like from one bedroom apartment in Athens, Greece, she brought both her daughters to London, England to study. I studied acting, Ariana studied at Cambridge. And then she made connections and she created homes for us and environments. And she had salons of wonderful people coming in England of all sorts of walks of life. And what she demonstrated is a lack of hierarchy, for example. And she demonstrated that the spirit lives in all of us alike, whether you are a millionaire, whether you are Princess so-and-so, whether you are the prime minister, whether you are the janitor with the gardener or the teacher or the nurse. For her, it didn't matter what you did. It's more like the spirit of the humanness, she called it, is alive in everyone. And it can be evoked at any time because we're all connected to the spiritual source that makes us, so to speak. You know, she studied yoga and meditation in Greece. She taught us to meditate since we were teenagers. And this was all non-denominational. It was not about the Greek church. It wasn't about being Catholic or being Buddhist or following a religion. It was more about following the human spirit. She loved gardening. She loved the trees. When she died, we planted a lemon tree in the garden in her memory. And she had this feeling that even when she was dying, that she was going to go back to spirit and be free. So that, people said to me, how was she like that? I said, I don't know. I think some souls, you know, Jan and Laura, come to this world and they're more evolved. Shall we say that? What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree. Yeah. Some people are just older souls. Yeah.
Older souls. And because one friend of mine who was an actress, said to me, if I had your mother, Agapi, I would be Meryl Streep. And I said, no, if you had my mother, you would be you and be happy being you.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
You know, she wasn't about, oh, you should be like so-and-so now. You know, it was more like, listen, you were born with a unique gift. This is who you are. And that's what we're going to cultivate. So, you know, both Ariane and I talk endlessly about my mother because she really did teach us about that spirit of, and you know, here's the key that I want your listeners to really get. If we stay present and quiet, you see, what blocks us from the spirit is that we are constantly ruminating in our heads about our worries, about not feeling good enough, about judging ourselves, about criticizing, comparing, about afraid of what tomorrow will bring, about worrying about our, we want to do something like a creative work or write a book or go sing or write a song or paint or start a new business. Or, you know, you were saying, Laura, you moved from San Francisco to a new place. So we want to do things, but something in us gets paralyzed, okay? And where I want to encourage people is that moment of paralysis, that moment of despair, that moment of I want to do this, but I don't know how to do it, and I'm not good enough. At that moment, if you just say to yourself, shut up and listen to me, meaning the spirit. And I have to say, why do I say shut up? Is because we've got to be ruthless with that part of us that depletes us and undermines us, and be quiet and be present and be kind and soften our hearts and stop. And when we stop, we take a deep breath and we say, I ask that you show me the way. And we listen. I ask that you usher me to this new possibility. Show me how to do it. Who shall I ask for support? Please help me find my strength, my calmness, my confidence, my peace, my joy, whatever it is, ask for it and wait, my friends.
What do we do when we get impatient, though? Or if we're, I've done this in the past, pray for a certain person and then it doesn't work out. I mean, should I have changed my prayers to praying to be in the right relationship, to find the right person and not somebody specifically?
I would pray, and I have a whole chapter on that. It's about finding the one, I think I call the chapter. I would pray. A friend of mine is so sweet. He told me what he prayed for. He said, dear Lord, and I say Lord or beloved or whatever you want to call it. I mean, whatever your name is for God, you know, because I can't tell you what your name should be. It could be, you know, just to establish this as a baseline. God is not a being. It's not an older man with a white beard and a toga sitting on the sky. You know, I'm sorry to break the news to you. But God could be a handsome young man on a white horse, for God's sake.
Why wouldn't he be?
Why wouldn't he be? It's a state of consciousness, okay? It's a presence. It's a state. It's not a being. It is a state of being, okay, that we can all access to. So right now, it's that state of being in Jan, in Agapi, in Laura, in anybody who is listening. So we evoke that. And this particular friend of mine asked, dear God, he used to say, bring me my perfect match. Because he said to me, I don't know what my perfect match is. He ended up being in a relationship with an older woman that he thought he would never attract. But he offered it, as we say. He offered it to the higher power and ask for guidance. I prayed, as you know from my history, to be liberated from wanting to be with a man, because I so wanted it, and every time I attracted it, it wasn't working out. And at some point in my late 40s, I dated somebody, and I thought, he's the one, he's the one. Oh my God, he's the one. And he wasn't the one at all. It was like, oh, yeah, that's what you think, darling. Let's show you how. And it was like it fell apart. And it was very, very painful. It took me a good year. But what happened to me at that time is that I embarked on a journey to find agape, to find me and to find my creativity and my strength and my freedom, and to find all this work that I've produced with my books, Unbinding the Heart, Wake Up to the Joy of You, The Goddesses, this new book, Speaking with Spirit. They all came out of this gushing of this reservoir of energy. I call it my tsunami of energy, just came because I wasn't distracted. For me, Jan and Laura, I want you to know, I had a very difficult pattern to break. Every time I was with a man, I lost agape because the man became more important than agape. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but a lot of people
Yeah.
fall into that trap.
Yeah, it does make
Well,
sense.
I got sick and tired of that trap. I just prayed and I prayed. I said, "I God, please help me. I don't want to be dependent if he likes me, he doesn't like me, he loves me to on Monday, but on Tuesday he's mad at me. On Wednesday I need to save him from his difficulties. On Thursday, it was like too much. It was exhausting me. And I think when I'm not saying this is the recipe for other people, I just had to find what works for me. So you have to find and say, where is, for example, let's take Laura, and say Laura is an amazingly gifted woman. I hear you ride horses, Laura.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a lot of incredible Amazonian energy, right? So
Exactly.
no,
No, it
really, I mean,
is. When you
I
think of it
was
that way, it is. Yeah, on
I'm scared
purpose.
of horses. I couldn't go through near her. Oh my God. So you have a power in you that is incredible. So I would say that mighty force in you, that is your feminine, your powerful feminine, because a powerful feminine, as I said, Amazonian, that's the phrase that comes up. I would just summon up and just say, where is this my match? Where is that person that I could grow with, build a family, understand me? I love them, they love me. There is no codependence, but there is a partnership of divine union where we blend, but we also are independent and we complement each other. So I would open it up to the universe and free it up and then offer it and get the pictures in your mind and in your heart of what that would look like, because that and then the patience comes in where you go, in the meantime, I am developing my skills, I am my gifts, I am sharing, I am generous. So the place that might feel lack or less than, or what other words can we use when we want something so badly that we are attached to it and we feel we're not complete without it? Does that make sense?
Yes, it absolutely does. I think that's beautiful.
And the truth of the matter is that right now, Laura, let's say, or any other woman who wants that out there, any other woman who says, "I broke up with this guy, I got divorced, I am broken, I'm not complete, I'm half." It is not true. My spiritual teacher, John Rogers, said to me many years ago, I was then in my 50s, that I'm still single. Like there was a stigma in me, that I still hadn't been married. And he said, "You're not single, you're singular." So that changed it for me, that I was aligned with my God-given purpose. I was aligned with my soul. And I still feel I could have a relationship. I could, but there is not the attachment anymore. Now, if you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, and you want that, I'm older than that. So that for me also has to do with the maturity and the wisdom that came with my years that went by, and I wasn't getting the relationship, and then I had to really look at it on a bigger awareness and wisdom. But I say, if you want that, offer it, design it, and offer it, and pray for the patience and pray for the time in between that you don't feel you are lacking anything. Because if sort of like, it's almost like saying, if I never got it, you know what? I'm okay. You know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But this is not a condition I'm going to put on my soul and my spirit. And you can say, I would love that. And if it is for my highest good, I ask for that in the perfect way for me. In the I love this phrase, my perfect match, and the universe and the higher and the higher part of you knows what that is, you know, and you meditate on it and you create the space to receive it, but you keep letting go. It's a dance. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's like you march forward and you let it meet you.
And along those lines, you say the power of prayer is in its intent, and all that matters is how willing you are to receive the inner wisdom that will be offered to you no matter how simple your prayer. I love that way of looking at it.
That is, yeah, I do too, because it's not in the words, you know, Jan. It's really not in the words. It's in the intention. I pray unceasingly. I pray all the time. I pray right now, as you know, this book is coming out. I wrote it during the pandemic. I wrote it at the most difficult time for me because I'm such an extrovert and everything was on Zoom. I couldn't meet with my friends. I couldn't eat with my friends. I was with my sister and my niece. And, you know, my other niece in the meantime got married and her beautiful, wonderful husband, but they left. And I felt bereft. I don't know how it was for you, but for me it was very, very hard. And during that time, I had a deadline to write this book. And a lot of the times I dictate my book. So I find a good human being that I can connect with and I pour it out and then I print it and then I edit. And then, you know, you send it to your editor and you edit it again. But I literally wrote this book while I was often crying because I was so frustrated. But what I realized that the spirit would come in and give me the words and give me the love and give me the information, and my soul would come in and comfort me. So I have such a passion to tell everyone, God lives in us. We don't have to go anywhere. We can sit in our desk, in our bed, in the shower. We can, while we walk, while we eat, God, the human spirit, which we call God, is right here. So we're never alone. It's the most extraordinary thing. It's the inner Wi-Fi. And the inner Wi-Fi's password is prayer. Why? You know, because why prayer? Because meditation, you can sit there and say, I'm not doing. Prayer is active. You go to that place and people say, but who do I talk to? Talk to your 36 trillion cells that are making you. It's not given to the few select, you know, to the teachers and the masters and the Dalai Lamas and the Thich Nhat Hanhs. And it's given to everybody. You are all the same. So the God in Jan speaks to the God in Laura, to the God in Agape, and we can have a love fest. So each person who is listening here, when you stop listening to this podcast, take a piece of paper, take your favorite pen and say, talk to your maker. Because honest to God, something made you that you would not have a clue of how it made you, those cells. Do you know how powerful that is? Do you know, you look at your hair and say, who the hell made my hair, my eyes? My ears, how do I listen? My vocal cords. We are a living, breathing miracle. So that, pray to that, because that, when you open the gates to that and you let the love pour you, you find the patience, you find the spirit. That's what I've learned from my mother. She packed up and took us to London. Didn't know anybody. She asked people. She was ruthless and shameless about asking, giving and receiving. I mean, haven't you found how generous human beings are?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I can think of a couple people who I don't see God in and who I have a hard time forgiving. So
I love that question.
I found so much wisdom in what you talked about forgiveness and judgment. And I think our audience would find value in that as well, if you could explain it.
That is so beautiful. Well, you don't have to forgive them, and you don't have to love them. You can just love them. I mean, it's like love them over there. Like you say, I don't like you. I don't like what you're, the vibration that you're bringing to me. I don't like how you're behaving. And I am not going to be around this person. Now, if you walk away and they're still with you, that means that they've grabbed into your energy, into your heart. And that's what we don't want. It's like drinking, it's like wishing somebody bad, and then you have the bad energy. You know, it's like, what do they call it? Giving somebody a poison, and you know, drinking the poison yourself, basically. You know, like you wish them bad, or you judge them, and they grab your heart. So in those cases, again, I would pray that, can I move into compassion? You know, there's a Buddhist beautiful metta meditation that says, may you be well, may you be safe, may you live healthy, may you be happy. And you wish them well over there. You don't have to interact with them. You don't have to live with them. You don't have to date them. You don't have to do anything. But wishing them well is for your benefit. Because when we wish somebody badly, it's like we are drinking the poison, but we want them to die. But really, it affects you. It affects your heart. And the forgiveness that I run in myself would be, I forgive myself for judging myself, for judging this person, for rejecting me. I forgive myself for judging myself, that I'm judging them for being mean and for being selfish. I forgive myself. So I'm judging this person. So the forgiveness is for me, because I probably judge myself for judging them. So what you want, Laura, more than anything, and anyone else who is listening who has resentment, we're coming up to the holidays, and the resentment and the judgments can be intensified because there's an energy that comes through the holidays that we can feel it more. Can we find the peace to say, look, you two are doing the best you can, and you have to live with yourself. I don't have to live with you. So I'm free. I'm free. And you walk away free. You know how many people walk away from relationships, but they still take the relationship with them?
Right.
Don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. Let go of the relationship. When you leave, close the door and say, write completion letters. Listen, you served me for the last 6-7 years. I learned this X, Y, Z. I learned what I don't want in my next relationship. Thank you very much. You were an amazing teacher to me. A woman said to me, I learned that I was being abused in some way. I mean, he wasn't beating me, but he was spending my money, or he wasn't treating me well. And you say, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah.
I pray and I ask that I will be guided to have only love and be cherished, because I cherish myself. So you take your power back, and you cherish and love yourself. You know, the little girl in you, the woman in you, I'm talking to Laura as a reference for anyone else out there. We all have many parts. If you are overweight, if you are in debt, if you are betrayed by a relationship, man or woman, whatever the pain is, you bring it to the table. Don't put it under the carpet and say, this is my pain. This is my pain right now. I ask it, I offer it to be transformed to love, because it can. It's the alchemy. You know, the base metals become gold. And you say, out of that, let me become wiser. Let me become richer. Let me become more loving, more generous. And I totally agree with you, Laura. There are people that I don't like. There are people in the political arena that I can't stand. And I hear them speak, and it makes my blood crawl. I won't bring politics here, because We don't want any of that divisiveness, but you know what I'm talking about. You know, we all go, this is, I can't believe this happened. And you feel your blood crawls, you know, and you feel rage or upsetness. Okay, offer that, you know, because you, I mean, like my niece said to me the other day, I said, Ariana, my sister was saying, let's do gratitude. You know, because Ariana tripped and fell and sprained her knee. So last Saturday, while we were walking, so we all were all going, we are frustrated because we can't do walks anymore for another 2 weeks, you know, and we said, let's be grateful for what could have gone worse, right? So we were sitting there and we are very close and we do gratitude a lot. And my niece Isabella said, well, can I just be enraged for a little while and frustrated and then I'll do gratitude, right? And so I thought, this is so wise. So what I want to encourage everybody is you can say, I don't like this. I'm frustrated. I wish this hadn't happened. I'm mad. I have anger in me right now. I have sadness. I have whatever it is you have, bring it in and say, but I'm not going to judge that because that's my humanness. So spirit meets you in your humanness. Spirit meets you in your frustration. Spirit doesn't meet you when you say, I feel great. I'm wearing my best frock Sunday morning. I'm going to light a candle and be at the church. No, that's the ritual of the church. That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking when you are the most raw, the most vulnerable, and you say, I'm hurting. This guy left me, or this guy betrayed me, or this woman betrayed me. I don't know if guys are listening to us because we also want to embrace you. Or this happened where my deal didn't go through, or you know, we were enjoying our walks, and suddenly, why does my sister have to fall and hurt her knee? I don't like it. Why would I like it? I don't like anything about it. But can I use it to go deeper, to get more wiser, to find time to also say, I'm accepting that. It doesn't, I don't like it. I'm accepting it. I'm forgiving it. I'm moving on. What can I do now to heal? Does that make sense?
Yes, perfect sense. You know, Agape, our show is called Nobody Told Me, and we always ask our guests, what is your nobody told me lesson? So, what is it that nobody told you about prayer or life or whatever big lesson you got that you had to learn the hard way that you'd really like to pass on to others so that maybe they don't have to go through that?
I think I would say what I had to find out on my own deeply is that I'm not alone. So that in my loneliest times, in my times so that I was the lowest and felt alone, you know, and felt that I was not alone, that I had the spirit in me that I could reach out for love, that I could learn more and more to love myself. And nobody told me that the greatest love of all is the love of yourself to yourself. Because when you open your heart to you and you love you, you can do no wrong.
That's wisdom we all need to hear, especially right now. And I know that people are going to want to read your book. It's fabulous. And like we were talking off the air, my mom and I have gotten so much value just having it open in the background. So if you could tell our listeners how to connect with you and check out your great Instagram and the book, that would be great.
Well, you can follow me on my Instagram, Agape Sees. I put a lot of content there, inspirational content. You can order the book from any bookstore you would like to order. Any bookstore you can go to right now, independent or the big bookstores online. You can order Speaking with Spirit. I love how Jan says the title. I don't know. I got it when she said it. I love the way you put so much power. Speaking with Spirit, 52 prayers to guide, inspire, and uplift you. And if you send me a personal email to Agape, Agapi, the Greek word for love, by the way, at unbindingtheheart.com, and I'm sure you'll put it up on your site as well, right, Jan? and bindingtheheart.com. I have meditations that I send out from my last book, Wake Up to the Joy of You, which you can buy now and you'll have it for the holidays. Wake Up to the Joy of You, 52 meditations for a calmer and happier life. And I have meditations, 12 meditations I send out for free that are sweet and beautiful and uplifting. Send me an email. It will be my gift to send them to you. And a lot of people have Wake Up to the Joy of You by their bedside and love it and get a lot of... I write from my experiences. I write from what Agape went through and overcame. And that to me is the greatest joy, that my life is being used to help people lift themselves. Because I think ultimately everybody deserves to be lifted and loved. And I like to close with my favorite saying, which is what there was a story of a monk in a retreat, a spiritual retreat, and he kept asking God, what can I do to serve you? What can I do to serve you? And he heard his inner voice say, shut up and let me love you.
Wow. 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 Well, Agape, we thank you so much for joining us. This has just been so much fun and enlightening and inspiring, and we couldn't thank you more.
I'm so happy to meet you both and stay in touch. And Laura, I can't wait to dance at your wedding.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't wait for that myself.
I can just see him coming on the white horse and you being on your other white horse and galloping into the horizon together.
Yes, galloping into the future. Galloping, I have a white horse to do it on, so just need to find its rider.
Exactly. Oh my God, send me a picture. Do you guys have Instagram that I can follow you?
Yes, I have a personal one. Mine is Laura M. Owens. And Mom, you don't have one.
I don't.
Laura, but Laura M. Owens, I'm going to follow you right now. And we'll
perfect. I'm going to follow you
following
back.
Following each other. Yeah. I want to see a picture of your horse.
There are many.
Plural, yeah.
Oh, God bless you. You two are just wonderful. I just thank you for your work and thank you for bringing the message. And I feel the love and the good spirit. It means a lot. Thank you so much for honoring my work.
Well, thank you, Agape. Again, our thanks to Agape Stassinopoulos, whose latest book is called Speaking with Spirit, 52 Prayers to Guide, Inspire, and Uplift You. And it's being released on January the 11th. I'm Jan Black.
And I'm Laura Owens.
You're listening to Nobody Told Me. Thank you so much for joining us.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.